Yeah. Yeah, but
it's just mainly the people who are against him that seem to be speaking.
It's not a bad patch, though, is it, Paul? This is not just a bad patch. There is, I mean, I don't know if the word crisis ever applies itself to football, but as much as it does, I mean, they are not just having a bad patch, are they?
They're having a crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
There's board meetings going on left, right and centre.
How about your goalkeeper? I mean, he was hailed in the opening days of the season. Is it his fault at all? I mean, he seems to be...
It was his fault for one of the goals on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well,
he's another one. He's gone straight into the team. I think he's found it a bit difficult trying to manage them at the back. But then again, they play Grobbler today, and he goes and punches one into the goal. So basically, nobody likes to get hold. I see them against Southampton. They don't want to touch the ball. They're all running away from it.
Mm.
The goalkeeper doesn't want to hang on to it. None of them want to. It's like it's on fire. You know, they're just like getting rid of it all the time.
You mentioned what it's like to go out there. What seriously does it do to your life after like 2 decades of having this inner confidence and say, I'm a Liverpool supporter and all that goes with it.
Mm.
Does it make you feel re-evaluating things? Do you feel shaky all of a sudden? I mean, really, do you actually feel this?
Well, the only thing I feel shaky about is going out and getting all the stick, because I used to give them so much out of me time.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're not far away from a derby game where I can actually see us not getting a result, and that is, since I was born, I've never known that.
And that's the Tranmere game you're talking about, yeah, right.
No, that's the reserve game on Monday, that.
Yeah.
But, not having it bad, but all I like to say is, just keep on going with Graham Souness. He's the best man. Well, the best man probably turned it down, which is Toshak.
Yeah.
Keegan turned it down twice, so let's stick with the third best.
About the Dread Dalgleish? Is he not even in the equation?
Kenny Dalgleish, it's a hell of a lot of his fault for the way he's left the club. You were just talking about Jimmy Carter a minute ago.
Yeah.
Don't forget who bought Jimmy Carter.
I know. At least you understood the gag, though. The offer didn't understand the gag.
But Jimmy Carter, Speedy, he was buying all them. I mean, I thought someone was winding me up when they bought Speedy.
Yeah.
Why did he buy players like that?
Oh, Redknapp's come through, though, hasn't he?
He's playing very well. He was going to be this season what McManaman was last year.
And just lastly, Paul, was there a moment you can say that was a moment when I knew things were going wrong? You mentioned Speedy there. I thought the moment when Liverpool started buying, you know, like, say, journeyman players from other clubs, because Speedy was past his best by then, I thought, hang on, there is that. What moment would you say?
I didn't notice as much last year. I would say this year when I saw the Charity Shield,
yeah,
and they played so well for 80% of the game, but they still conceded 4 goals, and that is a worry when you play that well.
Yeah.
And now people are knocking 4 past us like they do against Ian Botham when he's bowling.
All right, well, it was a nice one.